You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avani Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful for the opportunity of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. And we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make it a blessing to you. We are opening our broadcast service with Brother Roger Hood singing for us, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast to this precious congregation today. We are thankful for each one who is listening, and we're trusting that you'll use us and use the broadcast to be a blessing to each and to every heart. And we're so thankful that we know that you are no respecter of persons. You love everyone, you care for everyone, and we're asking you to minister to those who are in our congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, Brother Roger is joined by his wife, Sister Melody, and they are going to sing for us, No One Ever Cared So Much.
There's no other name so sweet as Jesus. No one ever cared so much for me as to shed his precious blood to save me. No one cares so much Jesus. There's no friend so precious to me who would carry a cross up to Calvary. No one cared so much for me. When I see him face to face in glory, I will bow at his nail-scarred feet, and I'll thank him for the pain he suffered, because he cared so much for me. There's no friend so precious to me who would carry a cross up to Calvary. No one cares so much for me.
We do thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service from week to week, and it is our sincere prayer that the Lord will be making it a blessing to each and to every one. And if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And at the close of our broadcast today, we will be giving you our mailing address, and we invite you to write it. And now Sister Frieda joins her daughter Melody and Roger, and they're going to sing for us, Born to Serve the Lord.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, and that is why I love him so. For I was made in his likeness, created in his image, for I was born to serve the Lord. And I can't deny him, I'll always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hands were made to help my neighbor. My eyes were made to read
And now on today's broadcast, we're going to share a message by the late Sister Evelyn Kohlberg, who was former pastor of the Church of God in Patton, Pennsylvania. We trust that her message will prove to be a real blessing to you.
Thank you, Brother Alvin. I'm happy to be with you on this broadcast, and I trust that what is said can be said for the glory of God. I have many thoughts on my heart, and when it comes to the Word of God, there are many, many thoughts that can be presented. But my text for this message would be found in the 8th chapter of St. John, beginning at the 31st verse. If you will follow, you will see just what I am going to speak on. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Amen. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I don't suppose there's anyone in our audience this morning who doesn't appreciate freedom. We belong, as I have been taught, to the land of the free and the home of the brave. We live in America. How grateful every one of us should be that we are in free America today. We hear stories of what is taking place in countries that are occupied by communism and so forth. Men are not free. They are held in bondage as slaves, as it were, to these things that the devil is propagating in the earth. And you and I live here. I am free to speak to you on this radio broadcast today. It's a blessing to be free. We can go to our houses of worship, and we do not expect that anyone will come in and break up our meetings because we are doing something against the authorities. We are free to read our newspapers, to listen to the news on our radios, and so forth. So in America, we are blessed. I do not know if you appreciate this freedom as you ought. I do, and I am grateful that I am living in this country. Amen. However, I am thinking of another freedom, that which I read to you from the Word of God. There are people today, teeming millions of them, who are living in free America and free so far as the government is concerned, but they are held in bondage under sin. And I believe that the bondage of sin is far greater than any physical bondage that man could be placed in. Sin is a hard taskmaster. We look out over our glorious America today, and we appreciate the good things that we have, the plentiful amount of food, the good jobs that there are for us to go to, and so forth. But little do we realize, if we have never contemplated, that the people who are held in bondage to sin are in the terrible state that they're in. We look on the land and wonder, why? Why the violence? Why the unrest? Why the strikes? Why the women libbers? Why the people, so many set on their own ways, the marches, the riots, all these things that are going on. And as we look upon our land of America, our hearts are heavy. What is happening? What is happening to our country? I believe if we have any spiritual insight, we will see that the bondage of sin has brought us to the place that we're in today. Amen. And the Word of God, as I read it to you from the Scriptures, tells us that if we obey God, we shall know the truth. And if we know the truth will set us free. Pilate one time asked, "What is truth?" as Jesus stood before him. "I could not declare to you in this short program just what truth is. I couldn't express it. I couldn't tell you because it would entail so much when it comes to spiritual truths. But I can say this in a general sense. The Word of God, believed as it is truth." Amen. Now, there are many people presenting the Word of God and telling us that it is truth. But it depends on what Spirit reveals it to us. If it is revealed to us by the Spirit of God, then we can only arrive to one conclusion. The Spirit of God will reveal truth to us. So the bondage that the world is in concerning sin is a very, very serious thing today. And we desire that men would be freed from their bondage. That's why I'm speaking to you today. If you are living in sin, you are bound. You are the servant of sin. You are obligated to do what your master tells you to do. How many people we read about and know even and see and hear these things when they tell you, I don't know why I did it. I shouldn't have done it. And maybe the results of what they have done have landed them in jail or in deep trouble. And still, they did it. Why did they do it? They did it because they were helpless in the face of sin. You may be doing something today and wondering, why do I act like this? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I want to tell you, in the love of God today, you're doing it because you are under the bondage of sin. And if you seek God and seek Him with all of your heart, you can be free from this. God has ordained that man should be free. And I read to you in the Scriptures, whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. That freedom that we find in Christ releases us from the bondage of sin. We are no longer going to do those things that we don't want to do. We are going to do the things that God wants us to do. I think about Judas, who is a prime example of what sin did to him. He didn't, I'm sure, ever entertain when he was a younger man, or even when he was out in his ministry with Jesus, ever entertain the thought that one day he would betray his master. But yet the Bible tells us that Satan entered into him. He became a slave to sin. He became a servant of sin. And then he had to do what his master told him to do. And he sold his Savior into the hands of those who slew him. Oh, can you imagine the remorse? Can you imagine the heartache that sin brought to this man? No one will ever know what went through the heart and the mind of Judas as he suffered there and hung himself. Nobody will ever know, but this is a direct result of sin. Oh, my dear listener, I pray that God would relay this message to your heart, that you may be free from sin. Whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. Are you tired of living in sin? Are you tired of the master that has been pushing you around, as it were? There's something for you, something far better than that. The Scriptures tell us that God is love. Oh, I do appreciate that thought. God is love. He would never put you into bondage. He would never coerce or force you to do something that you do not want to do. When He deals with you, it is with a sweet spirit. It is with a loving spirit. It is with a kind spirit. Perhaps He has spoken to you as this message has been in progress. Perhaps He's come to you and said, "My child, I want you." Perhaps He can use you in His great kingdom, for there is so much to be done. You have a preference. You have a choice today. You can serve sin. God will not force you to let go of your sins, but He will speak to you. He will entreat you. He will come to you. And I'm sure you must say, if you are honest and truthful, that there have been times when the thought has been presented to you of the life that you are living. You've been condemned. You are not satisfied or happy. And maybe sighing deep down within, you have wished that you could be free, that you could be living a different type of life. Oh, I do want to say to you this morning that it is possible. Seek the great love of Almighty God. That love is so precious. It is so deep. It is so far-reaching that it will reach down to the lowest sinner on earth. And the love of God will pick him up. The love of God will change him. The love of God will make him a new creature in Christ Jesus. The love of God will set him free. He will be free indeed if he seeks Almighty God. Can we imagine the contrast, one from being in bondage to freedom? I don't suppose there's any one of our listeners who would ever want to be confined behind the bars of a jail cell. None of us would want that, because we seek freedom. And the sad part of it is, today we have people going around in the world saying that they are free spirits and doing every ungodly thing that sin would lead them to do. How little they realize and how little they know that they are under bondage. Oh, I pray that if you are under the bondage of sin today, something deep down in your spirit would desire to be released from this bondage. Something deep down in your spirit would cry out and yearn and long for the precious love of Almighty God. The Word of God tells us that there's no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. Jesus Christ is your friend. He laid down his life that you might be saved. He laid down his life. He gave freely of it that you might be released from the bondage of sin. Sin is such a small word, just three little letters, S-I-N. But oh, the trouble that goes with it. Only eternity will reveal the hearts that have been broken, the souls that have been destroyed, the hearts made heavy, and the tragedies that have directly resulted from sin. If we could only see, if our souls could only be awakened to this today, to see the bondage that sin brings men in and the results of sin, I'm sure that we would flee to the rock who is higher than I. That's Jesus Christ. He's the rock that is higher than I. And when we put our trust and our faith and our love in him, there's no bondage whatsoever. We're free. Oh, I would to God that every man in this beautiful United States of America who is enjoying the freedom of government would enjoy the freedom in the spirit that I enjoy today, that Brother Alvin enjoys today, that every man and every woman enjoys today who has been set free by Almighty God. When we're set free by him, we are, just as the scriptures say, we are free indeed. And how beautiful it will be, how wonderful it will be, when we stand before the judgment bar of Almighty God, to know that we have been set free. If we wait until we die, there's no being set free from bondage then. There's no way that we can find the peace that I'm talking about then. There isn't any way that we can stand before God in a spirit of sin, under the bondage of sin, and be freed after death. It must be done now, dear listener. It must be now that you make your peace with God. And I do trust and I do pray, as we sign off this radio broadcast, that you will be aware of the fact what sin will do and what the love of God can do for you, and how he can set you free. I count it a privilege to have been able to speak with you today, and I trust you will ponder and seek the freedom of Almighty God.
We trust Sister Kohlberg's message has proven to be a blessing to you. And again, we would like to give you our mailing address. It'd be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that our broadcast service is a blessing to you. Our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. So why not write us? Why not email us? Or get on our webpage and send us a message in behalf of our broadcast. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the program today, and we trust that it has been a blessing to you, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Jesus, for he's my dearest friend.